This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the process of bringing to you a good day, better day, the stories of the day, the people of the day, things that matter, what it means to you after we talk about what is what and who is who, I noticed Jay Kirshner's here with me on the Good Day program, that Joe Biden wants to forgive federal loans, $10,000, the story of mass forgiveness of student loan debt. Man, this is a boil on the skin of lots of borrowers, whether it be people that went to school or whether it's the parents who pay for it, however this happens. So what's the White House's latest plan? Because they've been kicking this around since Bernie Sanders started talking about it. And what's her face from Massachusetts, whose name I conveniently forget because she's Elizabeth Warren. Because she drives me nuts.
And it is one of those things where people who have had to pay all of their loans, or they are currently paying their loans, or their parents worked four full-time jobs to help their kids pay their loans. And it's kind of the sense of like, well, this isn't fair. But at the same time, don't we want better for our own children? If I was still paying student loans and my son had an opportunity to not have to deal with all of those loans, I would want better for him. I mean, that's just my personal opinion, but at the same time, it's like, but who's paying for these loans? Is this going to raise up taxes? President Biden wiped out $5.8 billion in student debt for 560,000 borrowers.
How does he do this on his own? Does he do that without without a bill, without some way of saying, okay, yeah, the guys in the Congress, the Senate, and the House, and others, they signed off on this? Where does he come up with the power to just say, okay, a magic wand has just been waved, and those of you who owe at least $10,000 don't have to pay? Where does that money come from?
And anyone who has already paid off their student loans, they're not eligible for any of this.
No. You've already paid? Good for you. Thank you.
Currently doing this.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, so this is like the largest of its kind in Department of Education's history. It really is massive.
The Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, that's what it's called. You have to have had 120 payments made working for a government agency or a nonprofit. That's how it first got started, I think. And now it's broadened. I know a lot of people who are college profs, for example, had their loans forgiven. But this money comes from you. This money comes from me. This money comes from everybody who's listening to this program. This is not something created in a vacuum. The money comes from someplace. And we have so much debt now, I don't know what the solution is. I don't like this solution, necessarily. I think that the other side of it is, do you less appreciate what it takes to get a college education if you don't have to pay for it?
Scholarship, because you have the threat of losing your scholarship if you don't follow all the guidelines. And also the thing about this student loan forgiveness, it's for the 560,000 borrowers who attended the for-profit Corinthian colleges chain. It's not all colleges all around. Right now it's just anybody who attended any of the Corinthian colleges.
Yeah, what are the Corinthian colleges? I've never heard them referred to. I think they're not public. I mean, well, they're not public institutions. Are they private institutions, much as anything else? But then again, that's an inequality, too. If you're going to do this, you got to do it for everybody. It's not just this person over here gets it and that person doesn't. That's the one that caused a real problem. Then do it, pick and choose who's going to have their loan forgiven. That's not going to work.
And I'm just not reading this. Forgive me for not having this information sooner. It says that every student who was deceived, defrauded, and driven into debt by Corinthian colleges.
The University of Phoenix, the for-profit schools, Those have been the target of a lot of this stuff, frankly. And so the people, this plan calls for limiting debt forgiveness to Americans who earn less than $150,000 a year. Let's see here, less than $300 if it's a married couple. And but it's not clear whether the administration will simultaneously require interest and payments to resume at the end of August when the pause is scheduled to lapse. So we're forgiving some of the money, but not all of the money. And some of the people will get the $10,000 federal credit and other people will not. This has the markings. Either they haven't explained it well or they haven't thought it out well. And so what are we doing? Are we trying to draw? Either the political folks will say, well, this is Biden trying to buy votes. Midterm, Democrats are in trouble because of all of the spending and the inflation. They're going to get walloped in the midterms. Both, you know, there's what's up here are all of the House seats, a third of the Senate seats, and about a third of the governorships in the country. And there are lots of polls that indicate that the Republicans are going to do better than the Democrats because of inflation. You know, it's always, remember when Clinton ran? Well, you don't remember, but I do. And Jim Carville, who is his main architect of his campaign, said it's the economy, stupid. What people will vote is their pocketbooks. If things are good, people stick with them economically. They'll stick with whoever is in office. If things are bad, and they are right now, you can see a big blowout coming. Whether that's going to be better or worse, depending if you're a partisan, you love it if you're a Republican, you don't like it if you're a Democrat, but if you're just a regular American that sees the forest for the trees, the uproar that happens each time, it's healthy because you get new ideas in, I guess. But look at the quality of the people who are running. That's the thing that I'm always concerned about. Who's running? And why are they running? And are we going to get a lot more cucamongas like AOC and Meredith, Marjorie Taylor Greene? We're going to get nutbirds like that? And this other kid, what was his name, Colruth? They're nuts. These people are crazy.
Joe Cawthorn, yeah.
Cawthorn, right. This is a perfect example, frankly, of thinking ahead. The primary season is upon us between now and September. And if you haven't, a lot of people are now understanding how important it is to vote. There was a big to-do in Georgia where there have been some political suggestions that the reason the Republican votes went the way they did is because Democrats changed their party affiliation to vote against the Trump-backed the candidates. So, I mean, that's Trump was coming up with that. But it's an interesting thought. Anyway, when you get down to brass tacks, yeah, okay, so I'll change. I don't want these crazies in there. I'm going to vote for whoever seems stable. And so that's part of the rock and roll here of politics. Wowie zowie. In a moment, we deal with a hotter world, the drought, starting with Southern California, right after this.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead. With live face-to-face instruction, either in-center or online, there's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer. And there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
All right, 16 after the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. So Southern California has been the focus of water restrictions, and now this week they're taking effect. The grass is yellow and brown. The restrictions call for all outdoor water use to, and this is a Los Angeles County, so there's about 14 million people that live there. People who can not water, or I guess they can, depending on where you live in the county, one day a week. I don't even know why that is happening, frankly, because they're trying to cut the water use by 35% because they're morons. They won't figure out how to use funds to catch the water, to desalinate. And then when you think about what's going on there, and then you transfer it to what's going on around the rest of the world, whether it's climate change or it isn't, 18% of the world's population lives in India. And they have a lot of the planet warming greenhouse gases. They're suffering because there's a heat wave there that's devastated North India and Pakistan. The temperature on average there right now is 110 degrees.
Oh, my goodness.
So hot that birds are falling out of the sky. That's how hot it is. And the mountains of Pakistan, the melting snow there, a lot of water and floods, so the water where they don't need it, and water where they have too much water where they don't need it, and they have not enough where they need it. So India and Pakistan are just an example of some of the other countries. And this is something that the religionists who are into global warming and climate change and stuff, and I say that because it's become kind of a religion, we'll go buy an electric car, that'll fix everything. No, not going to fix everything. But there is no, the practical side of the Indians, the Pakistanis and the Indians don't get along. So there's no cooperation. If they did get along, they could figure out how to take water from the Indian Ocean, hello, duh, desalinate it, take care of their people, and help the Pakistanis at the same time. But because of the political, where we are, back to the damn politics again, and what's going on, so they've had to shut down schools because it's too hot for the kids to go to school. They've had to shut down the businesses over there because of COVID. Things have changed a little way. Livelihoods have changed over there. I was on the phone the other day with somebody changing an airplane reservation. And I said to the lady I was talking to, where are you? And she says, I'm in Pakistan. She's answering the phone for American Airlines to take care of my ticket problem in Pakistan.
My
she explained that she was working from home, and I didn't have time to ask her how much she was making, but, you know, that's the kind of stuff that's going on.
Well, most people in customer service and that are answering call lines, they almost all of them are from home anymore. I've been on with people, and you can hear their kid crying in the back. And not that I'm judging that. I've had Mac on air crying
into
the mic before.
Yeah,
but it's just astounding that the way it has moved, where there's really no more call centers anymore. Everybody is doing it from home.
The download, every day we have a different podcast. We were talking about Kevin Spacey and the sexual assault charges that he's having to deal with. I'm talking about some of these things to remind you that you can get the show through the course of the day. You can go to TuneIn Radio, and we're changing all of the logos. You'll be able to find it under gooddaydownload.com as things change a bit here. It's 21 after the hour.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together. And that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program, Jay Kirshner going through some of your comments from our social media. And yes, as things change, the handle of the program goes back to Doug Steffens, Good Day. For those of you who have just been around for the 6.5 years of the DJV program, I've been doing a morning syndicated radio program since 1988, and the original name was Doug Steffens Good Day USA, and then we shortened it to Doug Steffens Good Day, and then shortened it further to just the Good Day Show. So the suggestion after much study, what do? How do we change it back to deal with the realities of Jennifer and Victoria? And so the best thing seemed to be healthiest remembrance of people who have been carrying. There are a lot of radio stations. There's 380-some-odd stations that carry this program. At one point, there were 590-some-odd that carried this program. And so many listeners and radio programmers remember there have been folks that have carried this program since almost the beginning. I can name you half a dozen stations that have been on for 28, 29 years. And so, they understand what is necessary to move things around, especially in today's competitive atmosphere. So as things change, our social media handles will change, right? You're working on that. Jay does a lot of that stuff herself because that's one of the things that she's very good at. One of the many things that she's good at is making sure that all of the identities that we have will be consistent. So you'll
switched
find
over, yeah, lots yeah. of changes. What's that yeah. one song of the changes?
That's it, right? Hey, very good. Changes. Okay, hey Phil, who did that? That was
David Bowie.
That was David Bowie. Yeah, it was. Okay, thank you. I was thinking that. Okay, so we've asked you questions about John Hinckley and the restrictions that have been lifted on his life. So, what are listeners saying about that?
Well, Celeste Erickson points out, what's to stop him from doing it again? He might have a mental day sometime.
Yeah. Good Charlene question.
Charlene Smith says no, he should stay locked up, period.
Mm-hmm. But he hasn't been locked up. That's the thing. A lot of people don't know.
Yeah.
He's been in custody of his mother for the past 6 or 7 years.
Yes, since 2016. And he was actually found not guilty by way of insanity and had spent over 30 years under psychiatric care.
So if he's 67, how old is his mother who he's with? She's got to
be. Yeah, I'm curious if she's even still alive. I tried to search that, and I haven't been able to find anything. So all of the remaining restrictions lifted. Tim Palmer points out he should have never been released in his mother's care. He should have been put in an institution for life. And, yes, trying to kill a president or former president should definitely matter. And Tim Lowe points out that was treason. Mental state or not, when you try to assassinate a president or you do assassinate a sitting president, that's treason.
I thought I liked his. Well, I don't know if I liked that. I was interested in his comment. He shouldn't have seen another sunrise after his actions. I'm sort of surprised, given all of the stuff that we're talking about, with how the police and authorities sort of take out all of these crazy people that are shooting up schools and churches and malls and whatever else is going on. Most of the time, the shooter is either doing himself or her. Well, it isn't usually her; it's a him doing himself in. Or the authorities shoot the person who's responsible for all of this. And with all the Secret Service people around Hinckley, I always wondered, I did at the time. I remember saying on the air, how come this guy's still alive? Why didn't he get shot by the Secret Service? Where were they? And I remember this great criticism because there were a lot of people who said the Secret Service wasn't doing their job. There's something to think about. 28 past the hour.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, this is awkward, but this bike says he'd appreciate it if you removed his skull-patterned saddlebags. He feels self-conscious about them around all the other bikes, and he says you're not fooling anyone. You mostly ride with your golfing buddies. Listen, I'm just the messenger here. Oh, no, I don't want to say that. I think you made yourself clear.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, I'm Carl Amari. For nearly 40 years, I've been licensing the rights to classic radio shows, including The Shadow, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Abbott and Costello, and many more. Today, I have over 100,000 classic radio shows, and because I work with the owners and estates, I'm provided the master recordings, which are superior sound quality. Each month, I select 10 classic radio shows and send them to Classic Radio Club members along with detailed liner notes about each show. If you'd like to receive 10 amazing-sounding classic radio shows sent to you each month, either on CD or via digital download, visit ClassicRadioClub.com. And now, every Classic Radio Club member will receive an email from me each week with a digital download link to the full 5-hour Hollywood 360 podcast. The links never expire, so you can listen anytime you'd like. Learn more about the Classic Radio Club at ClassicRadioClub.com.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The 18-year-old boy charged with the racist mass shooting that killed 10 people at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, pled not guilty to hate-motivated domestic terrorism as well as other charges. The accused shooter, Peyton Gendron, appeared in court on Thursday for an arraignment hearing. The judge ordered the boy to be held without bond.
He was arraigned on 25 counts of a violation of New York State penal law. The highest charge is domestic act of terrorism motivated by hate in the first degree.
Erie, New York District Attorney John Flynn. Peyton is due back in court July 7th. The Ford Motor Company is adding thousands of union jobs in three states, including Michigan, Missouri, and Ohio, as part of its plans to accelerate production of electric vehicles. The company will be investing $3.7 billion to the manufacturing locations from now through 2026. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
It's official. There are no longer any Howard Johnson eateries left in the United States. America's final Howard Johnson's restaurant, a 7,500-square-foot diner off Lake George, New York's Route 9 for almost 70 years, has closed its doors, ending an era that was once the nation's largest restaurant chain. Former White House trade advisor Peter Navarro is fighting the mostly partisan January 6 Select Committee in court and told Newsmax overnight that he risks going to jail for a year to protect the Constitution's separation of powers.
It's the seven members of the Democrats who were on that kangaroo committee set up by Pelosi. And by the way, the only two Republicans were put there not by Kevin McCarthy, as the law requires, but rather by Pelosi. And guess what? They're the rhinos, Cheney and Kinzinger, both with axes to grind with President Trump.
The federal government is getting in the way of progress. The Federal Aviation Administration this week again delayed completing a final environmental assessment of the proposed SpaceX Starship spacecraft and Super Heavy rocket program in Boca Chica, Texas, until June 13th. This is the latest of a series of delays by the feds. Elon Musk said his entire Starship program may move to the Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral, Florida, where all environmental impact issues have been cleared for liftoffs. Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
You're constantly exposed to bugs. You're constantly exposed to viruses, to microbes, to bacteria. You can't get away from those things any more than a fish can get away from water. You live in an absolute atmosphere filled these microbes. And so you've got these processes inside your body that constantly defend you from these things.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
34 after the hour now in the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, working our way through the trust that the audience has, stations have with me and with us. One of the things that has connected me over the many years that I've been doing this has been me being frank about who I am. I think listeners want to know who you are. I think they want to know really what goes on. I think you can be personal without being private. And so
yeah, of course.
People know I'm happy to you because I know you are. Oh, we were talking about Mac a few minutes ago, your two-year-old son who is a part of your life. and therefore a part of our broadcast when he wants to be or when he needs to be.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think that that's, we're all human beings here. And one of the things that I've learned about this medium, as I've been in it for a long time, is it's a very personal medium. It's a very personal connection. You'd be amazed. Well, you've been doing this long enough. You've been on a lot of radio programs and stations, so you know how people connect with you. They want to know you, and they want to know what's going on. That's why when I posted a picture on my own Facebook page the other day of Daisy riding with me up to Vermont to pick up a group of cows. People love to know about my farm, and I send people to the website you do. We easily connect my personal website to eastleighfarm.com, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, so you can see what goes on the farm. It's a very important part of my life. And we posted pictures after the gathering at the award ceremony of all the ladies and my daughter and people in my family. And I love to do that. I'm happy it doesn't become private. It's personal, but yet it's fun for people to identify because they want to know that you are like they are. And mm-hmm. We are. We're all suffering the same vagaries. We're all having the same experiences, hopefully, the good stuff, the good, the bad, the ugly. This is not a complicated thing, this business of communicating. Some people make it complicated, but it isn't. It's not very hard to understand. The message is clear. People want to trust you. They want to know what you're saying. I'm not telling you that everything that I say is right, or that I know sometimes I spout things that don't make a whole lot of sense or seem crazy, but that's because that's who I am. So people kind of get that. Am I trying to deliberately mislead people? No. Never have, never will. I color things sometimes to make stories more interesting, but there's nobody getting hurt with that. I think some of the things that get discussed, the Alex Jones stuff, I always go back to that. The people involved in those sorts of discussions on the air, I think it's irresponsible and it's hurtful, and I don't want to do that, never have. So I use that as an example. Somebody might say something else about me. I'm not talking about him as a person. I just don't like that kind of radio. I don't think it gets us any place. Some people do. So if that's the way you think every day, then help yourself. I will say, though, as I look at some of the people in the news today, I left out this part of a conversation when I was talking about the election and going to primaries and what's happening. My own observation is that there's a new person in town, or somebody who's being, I'm not really quite sure where she's going. Her name is Mallory McMorrow. Have you heard about her?
No, I'm not familiar with her.
She's a Michigan State Senator, and she wasn't somebody who was on everybody's radar, frankly, until April 19th, when she started talking to her constituents and voters in her area, and talking very frankly, a very impassioned speech, which basically was a result of some Republican accusations that she was supporting the rights of gays and trans students over, quote-unquote, regular folks. So she was on a radio program, and she went on for 4 or 5 minutes. And apparently there has been, this show has been listened to, has been accessed 15 million times since she talked about, remember I said something about James Carville, what he said when Clinton was running? It's the economy, stupid, that's what get people to the polls. And so in a manner of speaking, she used Cargill and has sort of become a model for the midterms. There's an interesting story about her in the New Yorker also this week, not a counter to the Meredith, I keep calling her Meredith,
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Marjorie Taylor Greene and that bunch. And then, the people like AOC. This woman seems to be pretty stable. So let's see where she goes with all of her, listen. The stuff, I'm hesitant sometimes to talk about politics because it becomes so one-sided. But I am interested in talking about some of the people, the personalities who are there. Because there's another woman named Lana Feese, who I guess is also, and this may have been what started the whole thing with McMorrow back and forth, but the Democrats and Republicans, again, trying to hold the feet to the fire because of issues, not because of personalities. And that's what makes, you know, the discussion of the gun law, that's an issue, not about personalities, right? Although some people try to make it about personalities. But poll after poll after poll suggests that a discussion of the gun law needs to be about the gun law or laws, if you will, and not about the people. You know, so I don't really care what Trump says about it. I don't really care what Biden says about it. I want to know how it affects you and how it affects me. Who cares what those guys think? Think about it on your own. What really stirs you into action, or what stirs your thought? Hopefully, it's not pandering to or repeating the same stuff that either Biden or Trump has to say, because they're not the end of, they're not the be-all and the end-all. You are.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make up your own mind about how you feel about this stuff and take action according to what you think is important. Forget about others. Think it through yourself. That's why I thought, and I said this a couple of times, that it seemed to me that not only now we've got Tulsa to deal with, but the stuff in Texas, this is the straw that breaks the camel's back. I hope it is anyway, because there needs to be some change. There's got to be some end to this kind of stuff. Otherwise, we risk losing our ability to be a free country.
Oh, for sure.
People sooner or later are going to shut down. You know,
not only are things not working, things are getting worse. And there is clearly no one answer. Mental health is not the only situation in this. Gun control, not the only situation in this. There are so many factors that are at play. And it is, like Doug said, very important for all of us to be forming our own opinions, not just regurgitating other people's opinions. And that goes along with reading articles in the news and not just picking one platform that we want to read, because clearly we already know media has biases as well and people push their own agenda. And you can see, you could read the same story from different news sites and they both have different titles of that article that are very, very polar opposites, I guess you would say. And so it's so important to figure out what the truth is by reading everything, and then also just like watching videos, because I can't tell you how many people will watch the president giving a speech or a press conference, and you actually see what's happening. You have the full context versus when you're just catching up on the internet and you're only seeing clips, you're only seeing part of it. And a lot of times, context is missing.
Yep, for sure. By the way, speaking of context, the Supreme Court is expected to take up gun rights, gun laws. I think there's one specific one before them. I forget what the actual attitude is or what the question is, but you'll see more of that action, I think. That may be part of dealing with what I said, the straw that breaks the camel's back. 43 after the hour. In a moment, we're going to meet Coast Guard Admiral Linda Fagan. Why is she important? You'll find out after this.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, so this bike says she is struggling with her place in the motorcycle community. Well, she says she hasn't peaked yet, but she's having a little epiphany, okay? Oh, that maybe life itself is the peak. Interesting. In my experience, I don't know. Also, I just translate. Not allowed to have opinions. Got it.
quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
All right, so this is kind of cool, actually. Doug's Good Day, 46 after the hour. Jay Kirshner and I now focused on Coast Guard Admiral Linda Fagan. History has been made this week. Admiral Fagan became not only the first woman, Jay, to lead the Coast Guard, the first woman to lead any branch of the armed forces.
Isn't that exciting? And this isn't one of those things of like, oh, just trying to get a woman in there so we can have a first. She was the best person for the job, and she happens to be the first. And before we know it, we're going to be talking about the second female command.
Yeah,
and
then
the
third
female command. And then there won't be so much history making. Yeah. It won't be news.
It's all about
women. I think that's what we're excited about, is to get to the point where this isn't news anymore. This is just normal. Everybody has a fair shot.
Not the first black woman or whatever it is. She graduated from Coast Guard Academy in 85. This is the sixth class that included any women. Before that, women weren't allowed.
No.
And that's kind of, boys were put on notice, if you will. So she said, we're getting past the firsts. I hope sometime soon we're talking about the second. Yeah, as you were just saying. Yeah, yeah. Right. What did you start to say? You started to say something about
according to the Coast Guard, approximately 40% of the incoming class at its academy in New London, Connecticut will be women. And that really is huge. Just 15% of people, people are female across the entire force. But getting there, 40% of the incoming class are women, almost half. That's big.
Yeah, it is. Big time stuff. All right, the Queen back at Windsor Castle, bumpy flight home. She was bounced around in a big lightning storm before she landed at the airport northwest of London, celebrating. She was, she's this week celebrating 70 years on the throne.
Yeah, and her big platinum jubilee.
She was on the way back from that. Yeah, the plane bounced around a little bit.
They tried to make their landing, and then they had to abort that mission, and then they made their second attempt in, and she was photographed in the car being driven back home. One of her corgis sitting in the backseat behind her, and she looked completely unfazed.
I think when you've been through what she's been through, not much fazes you. I'm guessing that's it. She's pretty starchy.
And there probably has to be some point too. She was coming back from her estate in Scotland, where it's like, no, and not this weekend. Maybe a different flight could have rattled her, or whatever, but nothing's happening to her this weekend, knock on wood. But the Trooping of the Color is today, kicks off her
Platinum Jubilee.
June 2nd, and then June 3rd is when a lot of the festivities are going on. Meghan Markle, Prince Harry will help. June 4th, I think Saturday night's that big concert that she has already said she will not be attending. And then Sunday wraps up everything, and it's going to be interesting to see how long until she hands over the reins to Prince Charles.
I hope she doesn't. I hope she just keeps. I hope she just stays.
I'm with you right there.
There's nothing about Charles that's going to be inspirational. He's a dud. And today, also, there are 3,000 beacons that will be lit around England to celebrate the Platinum Jubilee of the Queen. 10 before the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's 53 past the hour now on DJV Health. The biggest DJV Health here is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here from Lake Cardiology down in Madura, Florida. I always extol the value and virtue of connections with him because he's so thorough. Even though he's a cardiologist, he gets to the root, to the core of what's going on in your body. That's why I love to visit him. You can visit him down in Florida, or you can do a telemedicine connection, kind of a Zoom thing. The way to contact Ken in his office is to dial 352-735-1400. Area 352-735-1400. All right, so there's been a back and forth about limiting television time and whether or not it reduces the risk for coronary heart disease. What do we know? What do we think? You're a cardiologist, and what's your review of this? Tell us.
Well, there's a report out in BMC Medicine this week. That's why this is making some news. And what they discovered, were these investigators, is that if people commit, Doug, to watching just under an hour of TV a day, 11% of coronary heart disease cases can be eliminated. Coronary heart disease is the reason why we get heart attacks, number one killer of Americans, and they're seeing 11% of these cases eliminated by keeping your daily TV watching to under an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting study.
Yeah, that is. And you got to get exercise. You got to move. That's one of the things that I
feel the best about with my body. Just you
keep moving. That is exactly, that's the feeling, is that if you're spending more time watching TV, you're just not exercising. Maybe if you have that that treadmill in front of the TV, maybe things are different. But
riding a bike.
The feeling is that people are eating what they shouldn't and not doing activity and getting coronary heart disease.
All right, question on prostate cancer, whether or not as you get older, what's the risk? The blood clots are something that's come to the surface. A lot of talk about blood clots lately as regard to COVID. And so is this something that's becoming more common? You're the cardiologist. You're this cardiovascular guy. Are blood clots more common? And if so, in what areas?
Well, I think blood clots have always been around. I think we're just more aware of them. We can diagnose them easier and faster. And maybe that's why you're hearing more about it. Definitely we're hearing more about it because COVID has increased inflammation, but it also has increased clotting. The news this week is in prostate cancer, which is just all too common. And as people, guys live older and older, they're going to get more prostate cancer. This is out of BMJ Open. The prostate cancer patients are at significantly higher risk for getting these serious blood clots. These are usually the deep vein thrombosis, the DVTs in the leg veins. And if you have or know anyone with prostate cancer, just be aware that they're at increased risk of getting these blood clots. You see any swelling or pain in the legs, just think about the possibility. The reason why you want to get this diagnosed quickly, because these can travel up into the lungs. And when these clots occur in the lungs, they are called a pulmonary embolism, and people die from blood clots in the lungs.
All right, I don't want to mess around with that. I see that the birth rate for the first time in quite a long time has started to increase in America. Is this with Native Americans or immigrants that are coming in? Is there further specific info on where the birth rate is coming from? And is this a healthy sign for the health of Americans?
Well, this was a report from the CDC in general that the overall annual rate had for the first time since 2014 increased. It increased from 2020 to 2021 by 1%. And obviously, you can interpret this however the way you want to.
How do you interpret it?
Well, I interpret it as, you know, during COVID, there was more time to think about such things. And,
okay, and, there it is. That's the answer. No, you did it. I think you hit the nail on the head. There were a lot of people. It kind of reminds me when the lights went out in New York. 9 months later, there was a surge of births in New York City. Okay, so hello, Mother Nature takes her course, or its course. And so that was the, I didn't even think about that, but hello, ding, 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 ding. That's a very good explanation for it. Thank you. All right, there's Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen. Thanks for being here. 59 past the hour on DJB Health.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.